Right now, it is time for us to check sports. That means it's time to bring in Mike Kozzi. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
Wet and cold.
Yeah, it's the same thing up here, wet and cold. Anyway, what can we do? Just deal with it.
Go to Florida for the weekend.
That wouldn't be a bad idea to go to Florida for a couple of weeks, as a matter of fact. But anyway.
I'll be doing that in February.
You will be doing that in February.
Yep, go watch my nephew play at the U.
Not too bad, not too bad. All right, let's take a look at last night. I forget even who we picked in the game.
No, we both lost. We had the Carolina Cats.
And, of course, Atlanta, one time their defense didn't fold up in like a deck of cards. Oh, well.
Well, they kicked Bridgewater in the head, knocked him out of the game for a while, so that didn't help.
No, I guess it wouldn't. Well, that's another club now that's now won two games. And another team that is now 3-5. The records are just horrible. All right, let us take a look and make our picks for this week. Are you ready?
Yep, I got them written down.
All right, well, I'm going to do mine first. What the hell? Why not? In what could be probably the best game of the week, Pittsburgh versus Baltimore, which is coming up Sunday at 1 o'clock. I'm going to take Baltimore in this one. So well, there's that one. So I've got Baltimore. I've got Kansas City over the Jets. that's an easy one to pick. My next pick will be, believe it or not, I'm going to take Buffalo over New England. So those are my three picks.
Well, I got nothing more to say. I got the same picks as you.
Oh, so you got Baltimore, the
Kansas
Jets.
Kansas City, Buffalo, and Baltimore.
Right. Yeah, those are
that's pretty funny.
Well, that's because the rest of the games really stink, and the Jets you know are going to lose. So you always put them in there, okay?
Yep.
I could
give you my pick for Monday now, too. I'm taking Tampa Bay over the Giants.
I'll go along with that, too, because whenever I pick the Giants, it's a curse when I pick them, and it's a curse when I don't. So I'll go along with you on that for Monday as well.
We'll be here Monday, but I'm not changing that either.
No.
So we have all four games the same this weekend. Yeah. That just shows you how bad football is.
Well, it's because, like you said, you can always include the Jets in to lose, and you can 99.9% of the time include the Giants in to lose, and then you take the other two games, which are actually not too bad of games. But, I mean, there's another good game out there, that's San Francisco and Seattle, but both teams have so many injuries, they're not the same teams they were at the beginning of the year, so... But anyways, that's that. How about the Clemson quarterback tested positive for the coronavirus? Hopefully that's a negative positive. They'll test him again.
Well, being a betting man that I am, I'd put money on it.
Yeah.
I'd put money. It's a fake reading.
So that's one story that stood out. Is there anything else in sports? Not really. I mean,
there's nothing.
Yeah. I mean,
even racing sucks because of the rain.
Yeah, it's amazing.
There's three grass races and two grass races tomorrow in New York. That ain't happening. It's raining just as bad at Churchill Downs. So there's not even horse racing. It's Armageddon right now.
Hey, you know what I didn't realize? Hired Tony La Russa, he's 70.
Yeah, well, he's 107 years old, isn't he?
He's 76 years old.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, when he coached. He was the manager of the A's back in the late 80s.
Yeah.
That was over 30 years ago, Marshall.
Yeah. I know. But you know, you don't think about that. You just don't. He's a fairly young-looking 76, but, I mean, still.
I don't know about that. All those pictures are from a distance. Blow them up.
That's
I mean,
right.
He's 76. No matter how you slice the pie, he's 76. And he's 76, and he's an old baseball. Not, I don't mean old in age. I mean he's an old baseball guy. Is it going to work?
Yeah.
Do they think because the way Dusty Baker ran Houston, it's going to work with Chicago?
Yeah,
is the GM going to allow it to happen? There's more questions there than the presidential race. It doesn't make sense. He's a good baseball man. He's a smart baseball man. But with the way baseball's playing today, he might as well be from another planet.
Well, yeah, he's not an analytic guy. He's not an analytic guy.
Is it going to work? Are the players going to buy into it? You know, with the faces that you've seen on pitchers in the World Series in the playoffs, maybe an old-school guy is just what they need. Get it back to making sense. You see that big hole over there? That big 80-foot hole on the left side of the infield? Hit the ball there. You'll get on base. No problem. Maybe it'll work. Maybe Tony La Russa can change the face of baseball. Look at it the other way. Maybe it can become baseball again instead of just Stratego.
All right, Brett Gardner finally is going to part ways with the New York Yankees. He basically stayed on 1 year longer than he should have. He's been a good spark plug to the club all these years. But when you rely on speed and quickness and you're getting up in your upper 30s, that's no longer a key function that you can supply the team.
He got a lot of longevity out of a career for a guy with very little talent.
That's exactly it. And you appreciate that out of a true old fashioned type of ball player. They grind it out. And they managed to stay on the major league level for 10, 12, 13 years. I think it's easier today because the talent's not as good as it used to be, and it's all spread out.
Mm-hmm.
But still, it's a testimony to him. He's done a good job, and he's hung around. So there's not much else really to talk about, though, really.
I got one race for tomorrow. There's a dirt race that's probably going to be a little wet. The ninth race tomorrow, it's a grade three at Belmont, the 7-furlong bold ruler. The two horse share the ride, looks like the speed of the race. This horse wired a field at Monmouth in early September, albeit be Monmouth. He's been running at Monmouth, but he's the speed in a race with not much speed, so he can go a long way in a 6-furlong race. And my phone just went crazy here. Here we go. But my top pick's going to be the 4, Arch Cat. This horse ships in after 3 races from Delaware, Laurel, and Parks. On the turf, this horse is run, on the wet, this horse has run 9 times, hit the board 8 times with 3 wins. I think this horse is just a horse for the kind of course you're going to get tomorrow. Coming off a nice bullet work at 59 and change at Delaware, which is a pretty heavy check. At 10-1, I think Arch Cat's the play of the day at Belmont. So we'll go with a 4 and a 4-2 exacta in the ninth at Belmont tomorrow in a bold ruler. And Arch Cat has won at 7 furlongs. We'll appreciate the little bit of extra distance against these sprinters. And like I said, he likes the wet, and the track will have some moisture in it tomorrow. So a 4-4-2 in the ninth at Belmont tomorrow. And like I said, the other 2 stakes are overnight $80,000 stakes. There were bigger allowance races run up in Saratoga this year than the stake races tomorrow. But they're 2 grass races. That's not happening.
All right. Well, I want you to.
I wouldn't be surprised if Belmont cancels today.
Yeah,
they ran yesterday, but you had to see the announcers. They looked like they were televising from Nome, Alaska. It had so many clothes on, and because Belmont's an outdoor venue for the announcers, it's not enclosed like Aqueduct. And with all the rain last night and the wind today, I'd be shocked if Belmont runs today.
All right. Well, I want you to have a good weekend.
Yeah, I'll find something to do. Maybe I'll clean the house 3 times.
There you go. Don't touch that kitty litter, though.
Well, it failed me yesterday. Let's hope it does better this weekend.
All right, Mike, have a good weekend.
You too, guys. Take care.
Mike Cossey with the Check on Sports this morning here on Robin Hood Radio.